Hey there, Wild One. This special Father's Day episode is part of the Out Loud and On Purpose series for the quiet warriors, the cycle breakers, the culture builders, and the dads doing the invisible work that no one claps for. This isn't a deep dive. It's a deep exhale, a moment for them to be seen. And this episode, it isn't just for the dads. It's for their dads, for the grandpas still learning, for the sons who never had a model, for the ones who aren't fathers, but offer wisdom and care in countless ways. It's also for the wives, the women who carry their own loads and wonder how to connect more deeply with the men that they love. Because when we can name what the men are carrying, when we listen, not to fix, but to understand, we create room for healing. I'll be honest, I wrestled with this episode a lot. These men gave me way more than I ever expected. More depth, emotion, and honesty. I expected quick replies, maybe a shrug, crickets even. But instead I got long phone calls, vulnerable texts. I want to thank every single one of them that shared with me. This episode holds pieces of their hearts, and this episode is for the dads, the tired ones, the trying ones, the ones in garages and office chairs, loading kids in car seats, mowing lawns, fighting for presence with no roadmap. They're providing, protecting, and wondering if they're doing it right. So this episode is a tribute. It's a truth-telling. A moment to say, we see you, you matter, and you're not alone. And even with all of this that I'm about to say, there's still so much more to explore. This is honestly just the beginning. We'll need more episodes to dive into generational trauma and conversations about teamwork and marriage and the hard truths and unspoken tensions between silence and support. But for today, I just wanted a starting point. So this Father's Day, we're honoring the men who carry the quiet weight of provision and protection while learning how to partner in new, more present ways. If motherhood is often about the mental and emotional load, fatherhood has long been defined by the burden to provide, even if it means missing out. This episode reflects that sacrifice, the shifting definition of being a man, and the courage that it takes to rewrite the script. So whether you're a dad, married to one, or you're still healing from what you didn't get, this one's for you. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Let's start here. I reached out to over a dozen men asking what they wish they could hear from their wives, from their kids, from the world, what they're carrying, what they need, but they don't know how to ask for, what they're afraid to say. This isn't a podcast of stats or sermons. These are real words, real themes that emerged from real men. And I promised them that I would keep their names out of it, but their hearts, you'll hear them. These are dads of toddlers, teenagers, grown children, dads that I know. They're good men, honest men, hardworking men. Some responded to me immediately. Some said they needed some time to think about it. Some poured their hearts out. And some went completely silent. And the truth is, that silence says just as much as the stories that I did receive. Some of these men never knew their own dads. Some are still aching from what they didn't get from their own dads. And some are showing up now in ways that they never saw modeled. I kind of expected shallow responses. I got soul. I expected, I'm fine. Maybe a joke or a surface answer response. But what I got was a flood of grief, silence, confusion, fear, longing, and love. Honesty. Hours-long conversations. Lots of text exchanges. Words they've never really spoken aloud before. It felt like they were dying to be asked. This episode isn't about fixing them. It's about finally hearing them. I heard stories about dads who never said, I love you. Sons that are still waiting to feel like they're enough. Men trying to lead their families with no map, no model, just sheer will. Not every dad showed up well. Some caused real harm. And some still haven't owned that. And I want to say, if that's a part of your story, I see you too. This episode is focused on the dads that are trying. And I know this isn't everyone's experience. We'll talk more in future episodes about what happens when the story includes pain or absence or denial, and about how to heal from father wounds while still honoring what shaped you. But for now, this space is for the ones in the thick of it. The ones that are showing up, the ones that are doing their best. So if you're a dad, thank you. If you're a wife listening, share this with him. And if you're someone who needed to hear this because it brings you one step closer to your own healing, I'm so glad you're here. The most repeated theme I heard was a quiet, consistent longing to be seen, to be told you're doing a good job. You are enough. You're not just a paycheck. And they weren't looking for a grand gesture, not a coffee mug, just moments that count. I'm going to tell you things that they told me, anonymously, honestly, raw and real. Because if you're a man, I want you to feel seen. And if you're waiting to be asked how you're doing, I hope this episode feels like permission. And if you love a man, I want you to hear what he may be feeling and never have said. The truth is, men are hurting. They were taught to stuff it down, and their pain became silence, rage, distance, addiction, workaholism, and control. They all lived in a system that taught them to ignore their pain or die with it. We're not here to blame. We're here to name and break it. Legacy isn't just what we pass down. It's what we choose to stop passing down. A lot of men don't know how to talk about what they feel. They were never shown how. They were taught to be strong, not soft. To work, not wonder. To push it down and power through. So when you ask them, what do you need? What do you carry? What do you wish someone would say to you? They freeze. They disappear. They get defensive. Or they laugh it off. Or they say they're fine. But here's the thing. It's not because they don't feel it. It's because they don't have practice or permission or sometimes even language. So here's my female perspective, and it's also my daughter perspective, my sister perspective, my mom perspective, and my partner perspective. And here's something I think a lot of people are missing when we're talking about fatherhood. There's this deep pressure to carry, to provide, to protect, to keep it together. And with that comes a kind of isolation. A lot of dads that I know, they're tired. They're trying, and they're alone in their thoughts way more than we realize. They don't want to make a bunch of phone calls. They don't always have a space to vent. They may get 1 hour on a Sunday or one weekend a month to try and make a friend, and the rest of the time, they're just holding it all. But the cost of that story is a midlife crisis with no map, is working through injuries instead of healing. It's never resting because rest feels like death. And this isn't just a personal issue. This is a cultural setup. Our systems reward men for sacrificing their bodies, their time, and their presence. And then they punish them for slowing down. We wonder why retirement feels like erasure. It's no wonder dads feel lost. And when those men become dads, that same identity script plays out. Provide, protect, produce. But who is showing them how to be present, how to play, or how to process? Many of the dads that I know are still learning how to feel. They're still asking, what do I bring to the table when I'm not at work? How do I build legacy if I'm not grinding 24/7? But maybe legacy isn't what we build out there. Maybe it's who we're becoming right here, in our homes, in our healing, in our quiet, consistent showing up. So if you're a dad wondering what's left of you outside of your job, you are not alone. Your worth is not your title. And your family, they need you, not just your labor. I heard from dads things like, men and women are made to work together, not apart. But this current model, it's only about 75 years old. When I looked into that, I realized he's right. Before the war, before offices and deadlines and commutes, there were farms, trades, crafts, shared rhythms. Work and family weren't separated. They were the same story. And now, a lot of men are trying to figure out how to live in a system that keeps them away from everything they love. One man told me, I want my kids to know they can always come home, that we'll figure it out. My love will never diminish. Another man said, you make mistakes, you do the best you can. Some of the best dads that I know are the ones who had to become what they never received. That takes courage. That takes resilience. And that deserves to be seen. Another theme that emerged was a lot of these dads, when they were young men, joined the military, sports teams, or street crews looking for structure because they weren't fathered. They weren't just seeking discipline. They were seeking belonging, affirmation, and someone to tell them, you matter. You have what it takes. I've got your back. One dad told me something on the phone I won't forget. He said he joined the army not just to serve, but to be fathered, to be guided, to feel like someone gave a damn about who he became. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized he's not alone. My own husband and a handful of the other men that I interviewed did the same. Boys crave guidance. And if they don't get it from a present, loving dad, they'll go find it in a structure, authority, grind culture, or even danger. We think of fatherhood as something that you give to a child. But so many men are still out there chasing it, trying to earn it, trying to survive the absence of it. The military, the job, the street, it becomes their father figure. And those systems can't give what's missing. Safe love, emotional availability, forgiveness, the slow, steady showing up of someone who knows your name and will choose you. The truth is, the military fathered a generation of boys that their homes didn't. And what we call acting out is often just boys saying, does anyone see me? What looks like defiance is often just grief in a disguise. Boys want someone to claim them, to name them, to say, you belong to us, and you don't have to fight to matter here. This is why fatherhood matters. Not to control our kids, but to catch them before the world does. To build the kind of love that doesn't require performance. To say, you already belong. One dad said something to me that caught me off guard, but it really hit me. He said, guys just want to watch the game every once in a while, but our wives don't like seeing us relax during the day. And I'll be honest, I felt that one. Because I've caught myself doing that with my own husband. Not because he doesn't deserve to rest, but because something in me flares, like, must be nice. Like, if you stop, I have to keep going. And I know I saw that dynamic between my own parents. But the truth is, we're not machines. Not me, not him. And rest, it shouldn't feel like rebellion. Men deserve to be celebrated not just for what they do, but for who they are when they stop doing. Even at home, even on their days off. For a lot of women, especially moms, it feels like we never get to rest. So when our husbands do, it brings up resentment that we don't know how to name. But here's the truth. Both partners deserve to rest. And rest should never have to be earned with exhaustion. There's this generational echo of men who will work until they die. What are they working for? Dads want to feel like their effort means something before it kills them. We talk about moms being overstretched, and they are. But dads, a lot of them are just trying to survive a script that says they'll finally rest once they've earned it all. And by then, it's too late. One dad told me he just wants a thank you for the things that are unseen. He doesn't want a gift, not a parade, just a word. He shared how his dad struggled with addiction and mental illness, and he wasn't around much at all growing up. And still, before his dad passed, he called him, and he said, I didn't fault you for your mistakes. What mattered was that you weren't there. I'm not bitter. I just wanted you to know. That kind of grace, that's not weakness. That's legacy healing. These men aren't interested in blaming. They're interested in becoming something different. He said, he was loving when he was around, and I held on to that. Maybe that's the work, to honor what was given, to grieve what wasn't, and to carry forward what matters most. What would happen if more fathers could let go of their shame long enough to say, I'm sorry? What would happen if more sons could say, I see what you never had to work with, and I still love you? Some healing isn't about fixing the past. It's about naming it honestly and choosing differently in the present. Some of these dads are trying to father without a blueprint. They're building the plane while they're flying it. And what's wild is they're doing it. Dads today are raising kids on the floor, not just from their garage. They're doing the dishes, packing diaper bags, and giving their wives a break. They're not just men, they're teammates. They're trying to change things. They are the biggest shift in human history from providers and protectors to partners. They're breaking patterns that they didn't even have names for. And they're learning in real time. So after we acknowledge everything comes the exhale, the part that no one sees. And what the dads are carrying is they're thinking 5 steps ahead. They're worried about budgets, the roof, the tires, the state of the world, the state of our hearts. Here's some quotes that they said about this. We probably think more about this than anyone knows. What happens if something terrible happens? How do I keep my family safe? Another dad said, most guys keep this stuff bottled up. We were not programmed to ruffle feathers. Another dad said, men don't always deal with noticeable moments like wiping noses or diapers, but that doesn't mean that they're not contributing. These dads are wondering if they're showing up enough, if they're strong enough, if they can carry it all without falling apart. They carry quietly, but that doesn't mean their weight's not there. So what do they want from their wives or their partners? One dad said, we want our wives to initiate sometimes. It makes us feel chosen, not just tolerated. We want to feel wanted, not just needed. He told me he's not looking for a chore-free house or a trophy wife, just a home that feels like a team, a space where he can catch his breath, be desired, and know that his leadership is received, not resisted. Most dads aren't trying to be heroes. They're just trying to keep showing up and to be seen for it. They just want to know that whatever they're bringing to the table is enough. Again and again, I heard the same thing. Tell me I'm doing a good job. Not because I need praise, because I need to know that it matters. We're not asking to be worshiped, but we need to know that we're doing a good job, especially from our wives. Words of affirmation for these men isn't just ego. It's oxygen for many of them. And these weren't demands. They were gentle pleas for recognition, connection, and respect. One dad is a friend of mine, and I told him a couple years ago that I thought he was a really good dad. I saw him spend a lot of time with his boys and doing fun things with them. So he told me, I'm not going to lie, it felt really good to hear you tell me that. I'd like to challenge you to tell a dad in your life that he's doing a great job. Just that. It might mean more to them than you know. This is what these men are carrying. It's who they're trying to become. And if no one said it yet, and you're one of these dads that I interviewed or a dad just listening to this, I want you to hang on to a couple things. You listening to this tells me that you're doing better than you think. You are not invisible. You are not a machine. You are not just what you produce. You are a dad. And that alone is everything. Let this next part be a pause, a breath, a reflection. So when you think about your own father, I want you to remember this. He gave you what he could. You get to build with what you choose. And this speaks to a handful of things that came up during these interviews. Men were physically present, but emotionally unavailable. They didn't rest unless they were unconscious. They didn't really talk unless it was about the weather, work, or warnings. And they showed love through work and worry, not their words. There are so many dads like this. They're hard on the outside, quiet on the inside, but they would do anything to keep their door open for the kids. Even when they don't say it out loud, they say it in how they show up. And maybe that's what most of these dads are really saying underneath it all. You don't have to be perfect, but you'll always have a place here. We can figure things out together. That's fatherhood. Remember, you're allowed to be human. You're allowed to say, I got it wrong. You're allowed to cry in front of your kids. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to ask for help. You are allowed to be enough, even if no one ever said you were. And if no one's ever told you, I will. I see you. I'm proud of you. You matter. Not every man chooses to change, but some do. My own dad recently told me, I am learning more as a grandpa than I did as a dad. I think he nailed it. We're not meant to stay in authority forever. We're meant to grow with our children, to let them shape us just as we shape them. What role did your dad model for you? What role are you modeling now? For your partner, your kids, or your own sense of self? To the fathers working late and waking early, to the ones fixing the broken things, including themselves, to the men who were told not to feel, but are learning how anyway, you are the legacy carriers, not just through what you provide, but in how you love. To the men reimagining fatherhood, not by doing it perfectly, but by showing up with presence, with curiosity, with love, you are creating a new legacy. If you're wondering what it looks like to begin again, to build a family culture that doesn't repeat the script, Tom and I sat down back in episode 2 to talk about how we created our family's Wolfpack values, because we felt the ripple effects of generations who never got fathered the way they needed, and we're trying to co-create something different. And that's what our Wolfpack values are about. It's not perfect. It's not polished, but it's real. And it's how we're trying to show up for our kids and for each other in a new way. I also have a special Mother's Day episode if you'd like to hear the mom's perspective or interested in what the women carry. But again, this one's for the men still learning how to father, even if they never had one. For the ones who've been there every day and still wonder if it's enough. For the ones who are quiet, but never stop caring. You are seen. You matter. And what you bring to the table is enough. To the dads, to the grandpas, to the uncles, to the mentors, to the bonus dads, to the ones who stayed, to the ones who came back. Thank you for the quiet ways you carry us. To the ones who are learning in real time, we see you. We honor you, and we thank you. And if you know a dad who needs to hear this, please share it with him. Send him the link, text him the episode, tell him, this made me think of you, and let him know. You're not alone in trying. You're not alone in hurting, and you don't have to have it all figured out to be doing a great job. You are the DAD, devoted and doing your best. Happy Father's Day.